Welcome, everybody, to our new show called Dog Eat Dog.
Yes, we're going to go with Mono Eat Mono.
Yes.
But that was taken up
by
people who lick water fountains.
Exactly. It's because Colin is a busy guy and he's doing some coaching.
He's coaching that American football.
Yeah, American
football. For the high schools.
American football. So we had to mix it up. So I don't know. We don't know what this is going to be. It might be we're going to do some debates, and then just see where it goes.
Yeah.
And just whenever we have one man down, we'll throw an episode of Dog Eat Dog in there.
That's right.
To keep you all satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
With it being Dog Eat Dog, right? Because of the Lazy Dog cast, the first topic we're going to discuss is one that's near and dear to my heart that I've talked about multiple times.
Yes.
With you guys, and that is, I think that pit bulls, the dog,
yes,
should be banned. Kay. Outright banned.
Okay, so let's go with your, so that's your stance. My stance is that they should not be banned.
Okay.
And you can go into your reasonings.
Sure. So if not outright banned, heavily regulated.
Okay.
Like you can't go to the store and buy a tiger, right? You can't buy a bobcat, mm-hmm. right? Just very specific situations. Which you can own certain animals, right?
Yeah.
Like you can't just own any animal that you want. There are regulations, or it's not allowed at all.
Yeah.
For just the regular person to have, like in a neighborhood, right? You can't have like a tiger in your neighborhood. You only have that in like a certain, you know, zoo or whatever.
So why do you want them banned?
Because they are far and away the most dangerous dog as far as serious injuries and deaths.
Okay.
To humans and other dogs, frankly.
Yeah.
Well, human. My main focus is humans, but also, you know, point B, just also dogs. For example, my last house, our neighbor had a pit bull that got out and murdered our other neighbor's golden retriever, killed it. Right. There's two kids and the golden retriever out in the front, murdered it.
How do you know it wasn't self defense?
Because they were playing in their driveway.
Sounds like you're jumping to conclusions here, Dave.
No, the dog was put down.
Yeah. Well, he may have got targeted racially.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the biggest thing is the risks of having a pit bull far and overwhelmingly outshine the benefits of having a pit bull over any other dog.
Okay.
Right? Like why? So like the analogy that I have is if I can make two different pies, right? Pie A and pie B. Pie A is the apple pie. And if I make it correctly, it tastes great. And if I mess it up, it tastes like not a very good apple pie.
Okay.
Pie B, if I do it perfectly, it tastes like an apple pie. But if I mess it up, it explodes. Why on earth in any universe would I ever, ever bake pie B? Because it's exactly the same as A. The best case scenario is the same as A. Worst case scenario, it mauls a child and kills it.
Okay.
So I don't see why, you know, because again, there's already bans on animals. You can't have animals, certain animals that you want. I don't see why we would tolerate these animals that are consistently, seriously injuring and killing human beings.
So in your scenario here, I guess what your desired outcome of this is, pit bulls are heavily regulated.
Yes, if not outright banned.
If not outright banned.
Yes.
So then people can't own them at all?
Correct.
And then what? The injuries, child, you know, human being injuries and deaths and animal deaths and everything else violent related that they produce goes away?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, of course, if there's no pit bulls, then all the deaths that were caused by pit bulls wouldn't happen.
Okay.
I mean, I think that's fair.
So my argument with this is, one, I think that pit bulls in general, I guess if you want to go from the top of this argument, pit bull is not a breed.
Mm-hmm.
It's a magnet. It's like four or five different types.
Yeah, like the bully breeds or whatever.
Yeah. So there's a terrier breed in general, but it's not a certain type of breed. And there is studies that show, statistics that show 84% of animals in shelters are mislabeled as pit bulls.
Mm.
And so there's that also contributes to some of the statistics that say there was an accident involving a pit bull. And so it goes back to, are we actually getting the right information on the breed of animal that is causing the destruction? Are these statistics accurate that we get when, one, pit bull is not actually a type of breed? Two, it's, you know, clearly shown that it's mislabeled as that breed when it comes to this. So those are some of the arguments that you can have on the side of that. And then the other argument I have is, you take pit bulls away.
Yep.
They're no longer around anymore. Do you think there's, so like animal violence goes to zero?
Oh, from not to zero, but I mean, the stick that goes around is around 70% of deaths caused by dogs are from pit bulls.
Yeah.
So that's by this one, or I guess these breeds, it's definitely, so you're right, the miscategorization, but it's definitely not dachshund. It's definitely not golden retriever. It's definitely not, you know what I mean?
German
You know
Shepherd.
For sure it's not these dogs.
Yeah.
These dogs get intermixed, right? So like, but there's a bully breed. These are like, and it's not like it's that. I guess it might be misrepresented, but it's not like vastly misrepresented. That's so off.
Yeah.
That we're completely missed, like, but completely missing them.
Yeah, I'll meet you with, you can tell right away the difference between, okay, that looks like a pit bull,
yes,
or that looks like a Burmese, you know, mountain dog. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
So there's no like, oh, I was confused a little bit.
Yeah, was
that
a beagle?
That one. Yeah. I mean, so I can meet you there. But my argument on this has always been ownership of the animal.
Sure.
And I think I don't want people getting injured or dogs being killed or anything like that.
For sure.
But I go back to if we're categorizing these dogs correctly, and it is indeed pit bulls that are doing this amount of harm at an alarming rate in comparison to other animals, then, oh my god, I lost my train of thought.
Well, then, like, so you're saying, like, well, then what about this? You have to get a permit. You have to, like the same thing to own like a bobcat in some states. Like, you can own a bobcat, but you have to get like some kind of permit to do it.
I think the correction is the same correction we go towards guns. And it's regulating more on how and obtaining them in the first place, and not just pit bulls. I think in general, to correct the issue of violent animal attacks, is that we should put more regulations or things in place to make it harder or more, you know, to weed out some of the people who shouldn't have animals, right? Mm-hmm. So I think it's, and they already have it now in our state. I don't know what the other states are like, but it's like, once a year, it's like a $15 tax or something that you got to pay to own your animals. I'm going to check later to see if you're doing that.
Yeah.
So might have shut down the tape right now. I shut it off.
Hey, cut it.
But I think that in general, if you said, and just throw a hypothetical out here, that I want to go get this new dog. Mm-hmm. Well, to get this new dog, I have to pay a $200 tax. Or something to get the dog, you know, like a car title or something.
Sure.
I have to get that in up front, which, how much, $200 is a lot of money.
Yeah.
It is to me.
Yeah.
How many people will that weed out right off the bat? That
true.
You know, and there's people that sell puppies and pit bulls and all these other things, like, in areas or whatever.
And for whatever reason, so I agree with you that it's not just animals, right? Because I you can't hold an animal morally culpable for anything.
Yeah. Right?
They don't have a sense of morality, an abstract sense of morality. It's just instinct. It's training, like you're saying. So, like, it's not their fault morally, but it's they are the, obviously, they're the vehicle of the destruction.
Yeah.
And it's not just, for sure. Again, it's the trainer or the owners have a role for sure, but it's both, right? And it's more risky because a bad owner with a Chihuahua is not a threat to its neighbors. A bad owner with a pit bull is. Right. So it's the same thing of why would I want this animal? Again, it's the pies, right? You could have any dog. What's the affirmative case? That's why I still haven't heard from anybody. What's the affirmative case for pit bulls that justifies the risk of owning a pit bull? That's what I haven't heard. Like, why not? Like, okay, you like friendly dogs. There are so many breeds that are friendly that aren't going to maul your child pretty much at all, ever. You know what I mean? There's almost no chance of it.
But let's take a I know pit bulls have like one of the highest like bite force and things like that, and the muscular they're very
dude. They have, you see those pit bulls? They have like biceps.
Yeah,
listen, you're like
yeah, and that's part of the allure of them, right? Is the way they look. They're sure. tough, and so you know, I don't want to generalize, but
no, you're right. Yeah.
You can picture in your head some of the owners of pit bulls.
Yes, I yep.
Right,
you can
picture it. There's good ones. There's
of course,
you know. I work with people that have pit bulls, and they're great owners and take care of them and do all the stuff. They pay the taxes, like I just said. That I don't know if you're paying them, Dave. Yeah. I don't know. So, but I think in general, let's if you take a pit bull. I don't want to say German Shepherd because that's still kind of a
German. It can be big mean dogs for sure.
Yeah, they can be mean too. But I'm trying to think of like a
lab.
You take a
golden
like a
retriever.
Lab. Sure, golden retriever. Let's say you take both those animals. One of them, let's say you put the pit bull in a loving home.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And there's people taking care of them, getting his immunizations, all that stuff. And then you take the golden retriever or lab, whatever it is, and you put that in a backyard and chain it to a fence and don't feed it very much. Don't really take care of it. And I don't know, maybe there's neighborhood kids going by and throwing sticks at it or whatever.
Whatever it is. Yeah.
Right. He doesn't have a lot of social interaction. Which one of those? I mean, you flip the scenarios there. Mm-hmm. Which one of those is more likely to inflict harm? The golden retriever can still harm somebody and hurt somebody really bad with its size and everything.
Sure.
So what's, I mean,
but it's there. The breeds are bred for specific purposes, right?
Yeah.
They all have different traits intentionally put in them by human beings, right?
Yeah.
They are bred to do this or bred to do that or bred to do this, right? These bully breeds are like bull baiting, right? They can hold on. They can't lock their jaw. That's the myth.
What do you mean by bull baiting? What is that?
So it's basically like, I don't have my iPad because I'm using like all my cameras.
Like a matador.
So basically, I don't look exactly what it is, but that's they were to like grab and hold on to things, right?
Okay.
Essentially, right. So and that's what they're really good at when they because again when other dogs bite. They bite and let go and bite and let go and bite and let go. Pit bulls bite. They don't lock. People think they can lock their jaw. That's not true.
Yeah.
But their strategy is biting on and shaking and not letting go.
Yeah.
That's why there's a thing called a bite rod or a bite break or a bite something like that. I wrote it down, but now I don't have my notes or anything like that.
It's okay.
But it's specifically to like get to break their bite. And like you can like carry it around with you. So if it's bite something, you can like break it. Otherwise, you're not gonna be able to break it. So
you mean to like slip in their mouth and
exactly like
what
break their bite essentially.
Okay,
I can't remember what it's called. A
bite breaker,
something like that. I can't remember what it's called. But so and it says like don't use this on other dogs because they're gonna bite you, right? Because the other dogs will like let go and bite you if you try to do that to them. Well, pit bulls will just like grab and shake.
Yeah,
and that's why it's so dangerous. And they cause so much injuries. Like even like closer to like some. Like we're doing research, like people like they do trauma, like paramedics and stuff like that. They do trauma calls and like bites.
Yeah,
so it's similar to a shark bite with how they grab and let and rear out and like you know shake.
Yeah.
Don't let go. Golden retrievers, even if it's abused all the way to that, like you said, it's not going to do that. It is not. It's not. It's not. It's not bred to do that. It's, you know what I mean? Like it again, of course, it could cause damage, but it's not going to cause the severe damage. Like a bite is not the same thing. Like again, bites are bad. Any dog can bite. Right, but a bite from a Chihuahua or a Dachshund, right, is not the same thing as a bite from a pit bull. It's just not.
In combination with its strength,
with its size, with its ability to shake and not let go. These are things that other dogs, even if they are abused and they do attack, they're not going to do as much damage as the pit bull would.
Okay.
And so, I just don't think that outweighs again, like the positives of pit bulls. Like, what are they specifically? I don't know. To me, it's like there's great price and a lot of good positives that like 35 other dog breeds also share those positives without the negative.
Okay. That's hard to argue against, but in this scenario, I mean, are you saying to regulate them? Let's say you get an office and now you have the power to inflict that change. Do you, anybody who has a pit bull now, are they grandfathered in?
Yes. So I'm not going to go to people's house and confiscate their dogs. That's ridiculous to me. But it is illegal. So in a perfect world, it's illegal to breed them. It's illegal. You get hit with a massive fine. If you get fined out that you're breeding pit bulls, massive fine.
Okay.
You can't breed them. You can't sell them. It's illegal. Against the law. Any pit bull that is in a shelter, right? Again, like you have a grace period. Like if anything goes to the shelter, they have a certain grace period, but then they're just put down.
They do also go to shelters at very high rates.
Very high rates.
In comparison to
other dogs.
What does that go back to?
Yeah. Oh, the for sure.
The ownership.
Ownership. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
But you're saying ownership's bad, plus you have a weapon.
Yeah.
You have a loaded gun.
Yeah. Again.
Without a safety that you're just keeping around.
100%. But it's even worse than that, because the gun is an inanimate object. Yeah. Right? You know, that's obviously the difference, is that, you know, it doesn't have a mind of its own. It's not sentient. It's not going to hop out, unlock the gun safe, hop out, and go on a shooting spree, you know, by itself.
Guns don't kill people.
Yeah, people kill people. But here's the thing. That's not the same with dogs. Dogs do straight up by themselves kill people. Right? So, and you know, there's plenty of stories. These are all anecdotes, but plenty of stories of, like, he was the best dog. He was, whatever. And he just snapped. Right? And again, could any dog do that? Yes. But the dogs that are the ones that can do that and are capable of doing serious bodily harm are the ones we have to worry about.
Okay.
So yeah. So you can't breed them, can't sell them. Any dogs that are in the shelter for a certain amount of time are just euthanized. I mean, again, like,
they already are.
Exactly. But I would cut that really short.
Yeah.
Obviously, and it eventually it wouldn't be overnight. You know, it wouldn't be like, snap your fingers, they're all gone. But eventually, yeah, they go extinct, essentially.
So, and then, but where do you draw the line, though? Because, like, right behind them, you got, like, Rottweilers,
mm-hmm.
And some of those type of breeds that are similar and used for same types of activities and owned by the same types of people.
Sure. But I would say there's something about pit bulls that are just, I don't know if they're cheaper or if they're easier to get or something, but they end up in the hands of these folks who should not have them.
Yeah.
And it seems that more often.
Yeah. I think we're both on the same page where obviously we don't want people or other animals being harmed inadvertently. I think we're on opposite sides of the spectrum on how to solve it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's not, I still think you can own them and it's okay to own them. I just think that my stance is more regulations on owning a dog in general to prevent bad owners, which would be a more blanketed, maybe results-based approach, because then you're not going after just one breed, you're going after multiple and trying to solve that holistically.
Yeah.
And maybe even get some more taxes, you know? We need those in Kansas.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, if you can make it harder to own, I don't know, but I think I feel like that would be, they get more pushback on that. Then because
it would be very hard to implement, right? Yeah. Like I can't run in an office that's, you know, hey, we need to pay our teachers and our policemen and firemen, but we also I want to tax people own pets.
Own dogs, yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna get off that card and that I'm gonna get vetoed quick.
I think you're more likely to get people to say, I'm gonna ban pit bulls. I think you get more because not everyone owns a pit bull.
Yeah.
Like, tons of people own dogs in general.
Yeah.
You know, so
and that's kind of the problem in our country, right? It's like, it's easy to target it's either to target one thing and to strike a chord with that one sentiment than it is to set like a holistic approach, you know, towards whatever it is, obesity or whatever, you know, we like to paint something as the monster.
Mm-hmm.
This is the individual problem, which I'm not saying yours isn't, because it, you know, statistically there's not golden retrievers out mauling people and, you know, but I do think there is something to, I'd be curious to see if there was actual, if the stats were correct, because there is a lot of pushback on the statistics of some of these things.
Yeah.
But at the same time, an apple is an apple, and we know.
Yeah. It's not, if it's not correct, we're close. You know what I mean? It's not why we're off by orders of magnitude.
Well, and what was the percentage that pit bull, it was 70% or something?
It was 68, maybe 68, 70. Yeah. So and then the next was maybe Rottweiler or something like that at 15 or 10.
Yeah.
Like that's a big jump, right? That's a big jump from those two. And again, it probably does, because there's multiple breeds, right? It's like three or four instead of just one.
Sure.
To be fair. But they all have this certain common trait, right? This like bully trait that they all have, that they all kind of like share.
Yeah.
And again, like, I just think, what's the Maybe people at home can let us know, because what's the affirmative case, right? Like here's I've heard all the we've both said plenty of reasons why they're risky. What is the affirmative case? Why do I need a pit bull specifically?
Yeah.
That I cannot get from any other dog.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't see.
Do you think the measures are set in place now to protect people from that happening, or do you think our governing bodies in terms of like animal control and those things are set in place well enough to, take action on?
Yeah. But it's always reactive.
Yeah.
Right. It's after the child was mauled. Yeah. We put the dog down, but it's too late at that point.
Yeah.
Right. And like, I just don't know what can you do? Like, I guess, you could have people like police officers, if they see like going by a street every day and they see like a dog, like constantly like barking and like, being aggressive and things like that, they could like take a proactive step, be like, hey, what's going on with this dog kind of thing.
Yeah.
But then again, that's puts more on police officers, and that puts more on like, now we're hitting this, having to deal with that owner. And then now there's, all this other stuff. So I don't know how you do it without eliminating it completely. I just don't know how you take like incremental steps.
Yeah.
Cause once they're out there, they're out there.
Yeah.
And you can't.
So you would feel, even if you raised a pit bull as a puppy,
mm-hmm.
you would feel uncomfortable with it in your house around your children?
100%. 100%. I would not have my children anywhere near pit bulls.
Yeah.
Nope. Again, it's not worth it. Like, if you have a pit bull at your house, that's fine. I'm not going to be there. Right? Again, because that's your house. It's your house, and it's the pit bull's house, whatever. Like, you live there. It's your job. It's your area.
It's like the ocean. It's a shark's house.
That's a shark's house. Exactly. I'm not gonna come over to your house and be like, you need to put this dog away. I would never do that, right?
Yeah.
That's your house. But I'm not gonna go. Right? I'm gonna stay away. Because Colin, right? He's not here today. But one of his daughters was
shout out to Colin.
Shout him out. One of his daughters was bitten or attacked even by a dog. Right? When she was a baby.
What kind of dog?
It was a Chihuahua. Something.
Wait, mix. No.
It really
stop.
Was. It was a little Chihuahua thing. I don't know. He could probably explain it more.
I've heard this story, but this whole time I thought it was like a big dog.
No, it was a little dog.
Dang.
But so I'm saying, it's a little dog, and their daughter Reese was maybe 1 year old.
Yeah.
Around. Little dog. Did damage, like hurt her eye. She's great now. She's fine. But if that wasn't the Chihuahua, if that's a pit bull.
Yeah. Can I tell you, it's over, right? Can I tell you a story about animal control and my dad?
You go for it.
So my dad, he's on like his third or fourth like standard dachshund.
Yes.
So he has these huge dachshunds, yeah. Right? Nobody sees them, right? You have the little guys, miniature which dachshund. Everybody has a miniature dachshund. Yes. Nobody has a standard except my dad.
Yes.
Right? And this thing is this big. They're like 40 something pounds.
Yes.
They're huge and long. So he had one and his name was Duke. And he bit everybody. Like, he bit my friends. He bit me. He bit my dad multiple times. My dad would show up and just, like, it looked like he was in Fight Club or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, what happened? He's like, I went down to tie my shoe and my dog bit me in the face. And I'm like, bro, and you didn't kick that thing across
the
room?
Problem.
He's like,
yeah.
No, it was my fault. I snuck up on him. I'm like, stop it right now. He loves his dogs. Like,
yeah.
that's his companion or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But he would always ride in his lap with him. And so he was at like Hertz or something like that. It had his car was in the shop. He's sitting on his lap. The younger gal was like checking him out, like finishing up getting him the car and stuff. He's inside of it. She goes, oh, a dog, reaches her hand in to pet him. Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah.
Got her. And she's like, oh, and he's like, hey, sorry. I was going to tell you, don't pet him because he does that.
Yeah.
I got, my own feelings about, like, I don't know if you bring an animal out in public that's biting people and stuff, but it's neither here nor there. Love you, Dad. So anyways, he didn't think anything of it. She's like, oh, it's fine. I shouldn't have done that or whatever. He gets like the next day, he gets a knock on the door. He goes to the door and he's like, hey, how can I help you, sir? And the lady goes, first of all, I'm a ma'am. So it didn't start out good, but it was animal control coming to follow up on what happened, because the girl went back, told her boss, and the boss like, hey, we have to file this or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. It's
standard
at
protocol.
At work also.
Yeah, for sure. So, and so he got put on, my dad's dog got put on probation for like 60 days. He couldn't go outside. He couldn't do anything. Basically within 60 days, he couldn't have another incident.
Do you have an ankle monitor?
He's on house arrest. Yeah, they got a little ankle monitor. So he's on house arrest, not supposed to be outside in public or around people or whatever.
Yeah.
Of course, my dad's still walking him around every day or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, then they have a follow-up that 60 day mark, guy comes out this time and walks in my dad's house, checking everything out, you know, goes and bends down to pet my dad's dog, and it bites the guy.
It bites
the animal control. So the animal control guy's, he's pissed. And he's telling my dad, he's like, you know, if this were a bigger, larger breed dog, we would be taking him and putting him down or whatever. And my dad's, of course, upset. He's like, you're not going to put my dog down and blah, blah, blah. So they let him go or whatever. Mm-hmm. But that's just a story. Like, they do follow up on this mm-hmm. stuff mm-hmm. And do take it seriously.
Yeah. And they should.
Yeah.
But again, if that's not a dachshund, that's something else. That's bad stuff happening. Yeah. Right? Bad stuff happening.
Yeah. That girl may have got stitches in her hand.
Yeah. Or she loses her finger or something. Yeah. Or loses her hand.
Yeah.
Or get like you know, because if it grabs and like doesn't, she can't pull her arm out of the car. I mean, all sorts of things. I will say, again, I'm not like an animal rights person, if you haven't caught on to that yet.
What?
But you shouldn't go up and pet random dogs.
No.
I will say
you
that.
You got to teach your kids that
100%.
Too.
You should not go up to somebody's dog and just pet it. Right? You shouldn't. You know, if you have no idea the dog's temperament, the dog might not like that.
And responsible dog owners, you know, you know, I always teach my kids because they want to go, oh, I see a dog, I want to go up and pet them.
Yeah.
So we'll walk up, you know, and we say, hey, can we pet your dog?
Yes.
90-something% of dog owners are like, sure, go ahead. She loves kids and blah, blah, blah. There you do get the percentage that's like, no, they're a little old and grumpy. Mm-hmm. You know, it's probably not a good idea, which is great, right?
Perfect.
But that should be the process.
Yes. Yes.
Don't just go around.
You should not go just random dogs and pet them. I get it. So in the dog's defense, in Duke's defense.
Big Duke, right? Rest in power. Rest in power. Rest in power.
You should not be randomly just petting dogs that you don't know.
So, yeah.
For sure. Yeah. That's funny.
So yeah, I don't know if we I don't know who gets a win out of that one.
No, I just
think I think it's a good discussion. I think we'll call our local senator.
Yeah. City council.
Yeah. And we'll call Lily Wu.
Yeah.
Say, hey Lily, listen in. What do you think? What do you think about this topic?
Call Lily. Get her on the horn.
Yeah. So, do you think cats should be put down if they're violent?
I think it's the same as the dachshund. Like, it's not really a danger. Not a significant danger.
Yeah.
To a human.
Have you ever heard of a cat harming somebody to where they got, like, injured really bad?
I mean, scratches
Don't they sit on babies and stuff in cribs?
I don't know.
I'm not a cat person. I've never owned a cat.
Me either.
So I don't know.
I've never had a cat.
Have you though? Have you seen that video where that cat like defends that hit a kid in the front yard? So like the kid playing in the front yard, this dog comes rolling up. It's not a pit bull.
Yeah.
But he comes rolling up to like attack this kid.
Yeah.
Cat comes out of nowhere, dude. This ninja four leg kicks this thing. Gah!
Yeah. Yeah.
Freaks the dog out. The cat's like circling the kid.
Yeah.
You know, got his chest all puffed up.
It's nice.
Dog cruises. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's legit.
I'll show you the video.
That's
sometime.
Legit. Yeah. Cat. I was going to do some research today. Pound for pound. So if it's a cat and a similar sized dog, cat wins, is what they were saying. Right. So like if it's like the dog needs to have a significant weight advantage essentially over the cat to win.
Yeah, cats are just more aggressive, man. You think they'd carry more confidence? Is that why it is?
I think they're more agile.
Yeah.
Right. So I would say like dogs are usually faster, as in like frontline, you know, full speed, breakaway speed.
Yeah.
But like agility, jumping, stuff like that, cats have it. And cats have claws. That's the win. That's their win, where dogs don't have claws. They're not gonna scratch you. The only weapon is their mouth. Whereas like cats have a smaller mouth, but they have claws, right? So they can hit you, you know, multiple ways. So
cats can be mean, man.
Yeah, I was looking at today, like it was like bobcat. I was like, can a bobcat beat a pit bull? And they're like, yeah, bobcat would probably win. That's what they said. That's what AI
told me. A bobcat would be a pit bull.
Yeah, because it's faster, or not faster, but quicker, and the claws. Okay. If they're equal weight, if it's like an 80-pound pit bull, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Versus like a 30-pound.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's I think if you got to get a pit bull that's been trained and stuff like that to like fight or do some of those other things. Because a bobcat is trained to like kill, right? Like
it's a hunter.
Like it's hunting. Uh-huh, it's not domesticated.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I think it has that advantage to it.
Yeah, but I mean, if the pit bull gets like that alpha strike and gets a hold of it, then he wins. Because it's you know what I mean? It's going to win because it's going to rip it around and just kill it.
Yeah. Look at you, man, doing animal fight research.
Animal fight research.
That's right down my alley, man.
Yeah, but then,
I love that
and
stuff.
And then like all these like tangent of like, okay, what could, you know, what would be the best dog you choose to fight? You know, it's like, this is the best dog. Okay, how could he face against a bobcat or like a freaking
you better be careful.
A mountain lion or like a, you know what I mean? Like,
So you're going to get that Michael Vick search populated, yeah, dude. Exactly. People are going to be flagging you down, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that, I don't, it's good debate. Good topic.
Yeah, good discussion. Good discussion. Dog eat dog.
Dog eat dog. So we're going to dog eat dog part two.
Nice.
Here, where we are going to do some rapid fire.
Less serious. Not as like actual.
Less serious. A little bit more fun.
Yeah.
But maybe just as controversial.
Okay.
We'll see. I actually asked my kids some of these questions.
Okay.
And they were contemplating some things.
All right.
So let's go right off the bat here. Question number one,
mm-hmm.
is a hot dog or a hamburger, should they be considered a sandwich?
A hamburger for sure. Sandwich.
Hamburger, the sandwich?
100% sandwich. It's just bread, meat in the middle. I don't think there's any debate. I don't think there's any question that a hamburger is a sandwich. A hot dog? I mean, I would call it a sandwich. Cause why not? I mean, it's bread, meat. It's in the middle.
I would say the Oxford English Language Dictionary
mm-hmm.
says a sandwich is an item of food consisting of two pieces of bread with meat, cheese, or other fillings between them, eaten as a light meal.
Okay.
So. It's funny.
It does
my son
say two pieces of bread.
It does. So hot dog is one. It's a bun.
What about a sub sandwich? You go to Subway or whatever.
Yeah.
They get their loaf of bread. They cut it. They don't slice all the way through.
Yeah.
They cut it like, you know, I mean, and buns are usually one piece that they cut in half.
Yeah.
So I mean, I don't know. I think I would say it's a sandwich.
As a sidebar, I did hear one time, and it made me chuckle. Is that Subway has one of the greatest marketing scams of all time. Where they convinced all of America that eating a full loaf of bread with meat and cheese and bacon and everything in it was a healthy alternative option. eating a full loaf of bread.
I mean, it's compared to what? Compared to what? If you're eating full pizzas.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Then like that's
sure.
A pizza can be 2,000 calories. If you go down to eating a sub sandwich, you know.
They had a great spokesperson telling you that it was healthy as well.
Uh-oh. But I think it's like it's the difference between like knowledge, like intelligence and wisdom, right? Intelligence would say, okay, yeah, maybe hot dog is a sandwich, but if somebody asks you for a sandwich, don't give them a hot dog. Right. Yeah. That's that wisdom piece.
I think my take on it is that those two by themselves are so iconic
mm-hmm.
that they stand alone in their own categories. It's like chili being a soup, right? It's like, no, it's technically.
Sure. Maybe technically it is.
Technically it is.
Yeah.
But it's at another level. It's like a Tom. Sure. It's Tom Brady and the rest of the field, right?
Yes.
It's like you're a quarterback, but Tom Brady is a quarterback, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, so, and that's how hot dog and hamburgers are. But mm-hmm. I was also thinking like a funny scenario. You take if a hot dog or a hamburger is a sandwich,
mm-hmm.
you'd be like, hey, can I get a beef patty sandwich? Like, you know, because you're like, I want a turkey sandwich or I want a Reuben.
Yes.
Like the name of it would have to be different.
I need a cylindrical piece of meat.
Can I get a meat tube sandwich?
Careful, careful. That's sus.
Slitted bun. Oh, is that getting worse?
Yep, you made it worse. It's like same thing. Like, so like tomato, right? Is it a tomato, fruit, or vegetable?
But yeah, well, technically it's like a fruit, right?
It is. Technically it's a fruit.
Yeah.
But if somebody made a fruit salad and put tomatoes in it, you'd be like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Right? So it's like that. It's like the curve of like, you know, like really stupid people are like, you know, tomato is not a fruit. And like in the middle, it'd be like, actually, it is. It is a fruit. And then like there's super smart people, like it might be, but it's still very different from regular fruit. Right? Yeah. So that technically, it doesn't really matter technically, right? Because like you would never use a tomato in a situation you use other vegetables.
Yeah.
I would say there's zero scenario where you would interchange a tomato for any other fruit.
Yeah.
Right? So.
So I would also say if you felt that strongly about it and you're like, hey, a hot dog is actually a sandwich.
Yeah.
You'd be like, I don't want to be friends with you.
Yeah.
Thank you for notifying me right away, off the bat. So I don't have to find this out 2 years from now.
Yeah. If somebody's like, if the food truck's like, Jimmy's Sandwiches, and they have like hot dogs only.
Yeah.
You'd be like, what are you doing?
That's another
question. That'd be a weird thing to do.
Would you buy like a meat tube sandwich if somebody had it on the menu?
Meat tube.
Or would you just immediately be offended?
No, I don't know. I don't know who hot dog marketing was. I don't know who convinced people to like hot dogs.
Yeah.
But they did a great job of it, and it's staple in American cuisine.
It's never going to go away. Did you ever hear that stat of like eating every hot dog takes like 10 minutes off your life?
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. So Joey Chestnut has got like probably like a month left.
Does he vomit them up at the end of the competition?
No, dude.
No, he keeps them down.
He keeps them down.
I know you have to keep him down for a certain amount of time for the competition, but I'm saying after that.
Yeah.
Like he's off stage.
No, as far as I know, yeah, I've tried to watch every interview I can.
Yeah.
Because my biggest question is like, what's this guy's bowel movement like afterwards? Like, I mean, he's got to go to like a lake or something. Right? Like, he can't be in a normal, he's got to go to like, get in a lake. Well, I'm picturing him like in a robe.
Yeah. He's
like, dude, giving a natural birth.
That's so, dude, you're a big fan of that. I remember that one time.
I love it.
You were like, dude, it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
You like, you came over, we like watched it. We were like watching the whole competition. Him and who was it? Who was the other guy?
Kobayashi. Yeah, because he was the GOAT before, dude. It was like, he was like Magic Johnson, and then Jordan came to the league.
Yes.
You know, and then he's just like not even close.
Yeah.
I don't know what my obsession is with that, but dude, I love it.
I remember watching, I'm like, dude, why do you like this, dude? This is gross.
It's gross, but it's just like, I'm just like amazed by that ability, man. Like some of Joey Chestnut's stats are insane. Mm. Like he has the world record for most hard-boiled eggs eaten, and it's in like 7 or 8 minutes. He ate 168 hard-boiled eggs.
That's
silly. I watched a video in 10 minutes. He ate 32 Big Macs. I couldn't eat 32 Big Macs. If you said, hey, you have 7 days to eat 32 Big Macs, I could probably do it, but it'd be tough,
man. 7 days. You're at like around 4 a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be, yeah.
But this dude did it in 10 minutes. Okay. Let me narrow it down. 3 days.
Yeah. That's tough, dude.
Yeah.
Now you're talking 10 a day ish.
Yeah. It just blows my mind. His ability to do that.
Crazy.
All right. So rapid fire dog eat dog. Question number two. Is it ever okay to eat pizza with a fork and knife?
No.
Are you judging somebody if you're hanging out and you see that?
Yep. I mean, it's going to be lighthearted. It's not going to be like, get out of my house. But like,
yeah.
What do you do? Yeah, for sure. At the for sure, like, what are you doing? Like, at the for sure that situation.
So if I don't know you very well and you're like, hey, you want to come over and watch the game? And you've never really been around me that much.
Yeah.
And you order a pizza and I immediately, you know, like, hey, where's your silverware?
Again, in that situation, like, if I could tell, like, I'd probably get the feel of it. It's like, oh, this guy's a fun guy. You know, you can kind of like tell if somebody can take a joke.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, are you eating that with a fork?
Yeah.
And you'd be like, yeah. I'm like, why? You know, for sure. I would for sure say that.
Yeah.
100%.
I think 90 something percent of the time it'd be unacceptable. But I do like the deep dish, like the Chicago style. That one's tough. Because have you ever seen those in person? Yeah. Bro, those things are... thick. I don't even know how you pick those up and eat them.
That's barely a pizza. That's something different. I know a pizza is a pie. It's a pizza pie, but it's so different than it's so different than a pie, right? Except for those. Except for that kind of
that is a pie.
That is a pie for sure.
Yeah.
So that is a very, very different type of pizza.
And
than
unlike
most pizzas,
pie, like that is like a
lasagna. Is it more like
it's like an apple pie or something like because you can't.
Yeah.
You can't. There's the pumpkin pies. There's certain pies you could pick up and actually eat with your hands.
But
right?
Most you don't. Yeah.
And you're going to judge somebody even if they do that because you're like, what are you, a barbarian?
Exactly. Yeah.
You know? But it's just, that's the one exception where I would say it's acceptable to eat it with a fork. I think, don't they eat those with forks? Because I don't know how you eat those without, because otherwise it's just, right? A slice?
I think you'd run out. Yeah. I don't know. I've never had a pizza like that.
You haven't?
That doesn't sound good to me at all.
I've had it.
Too much sauce.
I've had them in Chicago. I did eat them with a fork because I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't like. Yeah.
Again, that's technically a pizza, but it's so different. It's so fundamentally different than most pizzas. That's almost in a category on its own.
Our Chicago demographic is going to be very upset with us.
That doesn't sound good to me at all.
Okay.
No.
All right. Good. That's another, I think we're on number two of like, you may be judged as a person when you're doing these things.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Third question. Should socks and sandals be socially acceptable?
Yes.
Together?
It should be.
All or some? Because I have one scenario where it's acceptable, the others are not.
In any situation where you can wear sandals, like if sandals is acceptable to wear, like obviously you're not going to church, things like that. If you're going, if any situation where sandals are acceptable with bare feet sandals, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely, socks and sandals should also be allowed. in that scenario.
But that's another one, man. Like, I think socks and sandals are okay if you're wearing slides.
Yeah, like going to a basketball game.
Do you consider slides a sandal? Or are they in their own category?
They're not. I think a sandal has to have like the strap. Like it's actually hooked onto your feet. Like
your ankle and your foot and stuff?
Yes. Even flip-flop might not technically be a sandal. I don't know. Yeah, for the sake of this argument, I would say it's yes. I would say slides, the ones that hooked on, flip-flops, those are all,
I'm saying
in this situation, there's
slides are okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. Because I do that. Mm-hmm. If you're a hooper.
Yeah.
You know, that's common. Sure. Any other type of sandals, though, with socks, like, I'm sorry, but I'm immediately being like, yeah, you're kind of a dork.
Yeah,
I mean, you're throwing some dork vibes.
It's true,
here.
But that to me was extremely arbitrary, right? Because fashion is extremely arbitrary. It's not. There's no actual reason why you can't wear socks with sandals.
Yeah,
it's just looks, right? Like it's not like it's actually bad. You're not doing anything wrong.
And I may lean towards the opposite side of this viewpoint because I'm not a big sandals guy in general.
I don't like sandals either.
My feet don't need to be out.
Yeah.
They need to stay in.
Yeah.
They're inside feet.
Yeah.
They need to be inside something at all times.
Yes.
How much I know you.
Yes.
I know your feet never come out.
Never.
Never.
And that's, again, you're gonna ask me if socks are okay? The answer is yes. Socks are okay. if you are not in the water, that's the only time socks aren't okay. That's the only time. If you're not actively in a body of water.
Yeah.
Or in a situation where there's tons of water around, socks are perfectly fine. Always.
How much would I have to pay you? Let's say it's like 4th of July or something, right? We're hanging out all day long outside doing stuff.
Uh-huh.
How much would I have to pay you to wear a pair of sandals with no socks all day long?
A lot of money. I wouldn't do it.
$500.
$500, baby.
$500.
My feet are embarrassingly white.
They got to stay out. They got to stay out, dude.
My feet are embarrassingly white. It is like, it is a huge difference, dude. It's like freaking this. The difference between the curtain and the... in the wall.
Is that your hang up with it, or is it a feeling? No,
wearing it in public, that would be the reason. That for sure. That'd be the number one reason I feel it'd be embarrassing.
Because of the tan line.
Oh yeah,
going
it's
on.
Bad. Yeah, it'd be. Okay. I'd be super self conscious.
But not the actual appearance of your feet, or what?
I mean, my feet are like baby's bottom soft, dude. They're so soft because like they never hit the sun and never out. But like I think I also don't like sandals as much because I always like to be. I like to be able to move around easily.
Yeah.
So flip-flops, I don't like flip-flops. I can't move. I can't run. I think that it's a hangover for me being a child. Like I always want to be able to like move around.
Yeah.
And always in like move and run and not be trip over myself.
Which is like the opposite of kids now, right? Because our sons and all boys, you know, are like, you know, Crocs and all that stuff, which is like a variation of a sandal.
Yeah.
But it's like, hey, we're going to go play hoops or whatever. And I see him like rolling out the house and he's wearing Crocs with no like socks. I'm like, do you want to break your ankles? Like, what are we doing here? Like, we didn't have those back in the day. But I guess the ease of convenience or whatever.
That's what it is. And for sure, at least for my son, I can't speak for everybody.
Yeah.
But he'd rather just put on his Crocs. It's quicker and easier than put on his sandals.
For sure.
But like, I also know like when he's out there, I can tell he's like sliding around and like not going as fast. Like,
yeah.
You're going to wear socks. He's like, okay, fine. And he puts them on and he's. Our actual shoes, and he likes that better. But
it's funny,
it's just laziness.
It's funny you mentioned the sandals thing because my brother-in-law is like 45 or something. Yeah. Hopefully, he's not younger than that. Otherwise, you're gonna be mad at me for that.
But, is he a viewer?
He should be.
Yeah,
he should be.
Comment below if you're less than 45.
But he says it all the time. He's like, no, I don't wear like sandals and stuff like that out in public because I gotta be mobile or in case something happens. Right. And it's like he's talking about like fighting or just in general, if I have to move around or do something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's so funny that you say that right now.
Yeah. I want to be able to go.
Mine. I don't mind sandals. I mean, but my feet are jacked. So I got a toe. It's a little weird. I remember one time specifically I was having a conversation with you and how you're self-conscious about your white feet.
Uh-huh.
I'm self-conscious about my feet, in particular, my pinky toe.
Yeah.
And I remember having a conversation with you one time and I didn't have shoes or socks on.
Yep.
And you just kept, I'm like, you all right, dude? And you're like, hey, what's going on with your toe there, dude? Yeah. I'm like,
I wasn't even trying to be mean. I was like, did you hurt your foot? Something like that. Like, I literally thought like you hurt yourself.
Yeah. I get roasted about it all the time.
If Colin was here, he'd roast you.
Colin he would be teeing off, man. I've heard him say it looks like a raptor's claw. I've heard him say it looked like the other four got in the pool, but the other one didn't want to get cold.
Ooh, yeah,
the little chili.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I've heard him say all of it, man. Yeah, I've heard him call it a popcorn kernel.
Oh, dang. Like, see, I've never done that.
Yeah, you have it. You have it.
Yeah, I was like, I was not trying to be like make fun of you. I legitimately wasn't. I was like, is that like, did it hurt your footers?
I know. So that's me with Sam. So we both share the same.
There you go, dude.
Self-consciousness about that.
That's funny.
Okay. So moving on to number three here. We got, you only choose one of these for the rest of your life.
Okay.
You get to keep that one. The other one's gone. You never get to have it ever again. The two options, ketchup or ranch?
That's a tough one because I like ketchup. I use ketchup a lot.
Yeah.
But now,
which one could, it's almost a question of which one could you live without?
I would go with, I would choose ketchup.
You would?
Yeah, I think so. I think I use ketchup on more things. Quite a bit more things, actually. I'm trying to think, like, the only thing I...
So you would choose ketchup to keep?
Keep ketchup.
Okay. Yep.
Because, like, I would, like, wings, I use, like, for ranch.
Yeah.
That might be about it, though.
Really?
Yeah. And, like, you know, like, at Red Robin, they have ranch.
Yeah.
But, again, ketchup is still good, and their other campfire sauce, whatever, is fire. Yeah. So,
it's amazing. Yeah. It's one of the best sauces in the world. Yes. Shout out to Red Robin.
You want to sponsor us?
Yeah. I will drink a cup of campfire sauce as we do shows.
There you go.
Yeah. My choice is, I'm following there with you too, is ketchup.
Mm-hmm.
I think ranch is more universal in terms of you can use it on more stuff because, and for me at least. For me, ketchup is on a hot dog, which I know people will be upset about that because you got to put relish and other gross onions
and
all this stuff.
Ketchup mustard for me.
Yes.
On a hot dog.
Yeah. So I'm ketchup. So a hot dog would be ruined for me without ketchup.
Yeah.
Like it's plain.
Yeah.
Not happening. It's not the same. French fries.
French fries.
French fries are a go-to choice with ketchup.
Cheeseburgers. For me, cheeseburgers.
Cheeseburgers.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, ranch wings without ranch would suck.
Yeah.
That'd be the one I would struggle with. And salads.
True.
I could find alternatives. I like other dressings, but that one would be tough.
Caesar.
My kids all chose, when I asked them, they chose they would keep ranch.
Interesting. Okay. Because
of chicken. They're dipping chicken and stuff.
Gotcha.
If I'm having chicken strips or nuggets or something, I'm dipping barbecue sauce.
Ooh.
Let me ask you.
Barbecue sauce.
You're not?
Not really. Whoa. I mean, it's not bad, but it's definitely not one of my go-tos.
What do you dip chicken strips or nuggets and stuff in?
It'd be ranch or ketchup.
Ketchup?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think ketchup on chicken is weird.
On chicken strips only. Chicken strips, not like a turkey leg or something, like a chicken like leg or something, or wings, but like chicken strips, chicken nuggets, rack when I have chicken nuggets, or like McDonald's chicken nuggets. I'll still get McDonald's chicken nuggets today.
Yeah,
I'll have ketchup with those.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so ranch is gone.
Yeah, ketchup for sure. Speaking it out loud, it's definitely more ketchup. I just use it more often.
Yeah, I think we're gonna get hit with you ever seen the YT comments on our stuff?
No.
We get hit with that sometimes. It's a TikTok thing.
Yeah, what does that mean?
So YT means like they're making fun of you for being white. So if you say it fast, YT. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I had to Google. I didn't know
okay,
that.
Okay. Yeah. So just casual racism.
So yes.
Casual racism in the comments.
It's casual. Nice. It's casual. I would say, but I could see us getting hit with some YT remarks.
That's fine.
On the ketchup.
That's fine.
Because I think But ketchup is it's a staple. Which one do you think came first, ketchup or ranch?
I guess it'd be ketchup, but I have no idea.
I think it'd have to be ketchup. I don't even know. Ranch is like butter and milk and like seasoning or something.
I would say the comments might be for ketchup is that you're childish. that is when I've heard about ketchup. It's a very like childish condiment.
Yeah.
Which is fair. And like who cares?
Yeah.
Like, I don't care.
Childish.
Like, this is something that's a little off topic, but we talked about this before. That's something that is always bothers me about when people always comment about what I'm eating.
Uh-huh.
We talked about this before, but it's like, why do you care? Like if I'm at this place and I order my steak this way, or I order chicken strips, or I order this, and you had to make comments like, oh, I'm really venturing out today. Oh, you're gonna burn it or whatever for steak, or the kids menu is like, leave me alone.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm gonna order my thing and I'm gonna eat it.
Yeah.
And you can do whatever you want. I don't care what you eat. Do whatever you want.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm going to eat what I'm going to eat. Like, there's no reason that you should care about what I ordered. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't care. I don't understand. Like, leave me alone. That's a pet peeve of mine. That just like you're commenting on my choice of food.
Yeah,
like, I don't understand. Or for me, again, I'm a boring eater for sure. I'll get the same thing. Go to the restaurant, get the exact same thing every single time.
Yeah,
and love it every single time. If you're always like, oh, again? Yeah, again. Because I like it. Okay, get over it. Like, I don't understand. I don't understand why you care about what I'm eating at all. It makes no sense to me.
Does your wife ever get upset with your style of eating? Or she come accustomed to it?
No.
Because I know like there's some couples that like want to like, you get this meal and I get this meal so we can share them or split them or whatever.
No.
No?
No, she's not that way.
Okay, that's good.
Because I mean, but again, like that's great. And again, if you like to try new stuff, like, and I'll try new things in other areas of my life.
Yeah.
Not in this one. This is the one where I like what I like and I'm going to stick with it. Like, you know? So.
Yeah. I hate the thing because I've gotten better as I got older. I used to be very picky. Mm-hmm. I'm still not the world's greatest eater or whatever. I'm not like a big vegetables and stuff like that. And there's still stuff that I get made fun of. Oh, you don't like onions?
Yeah.
Blah. It's like, no, I don't.
No.
But I do love the whole, and it sucks. It's like kind of contradicted because you tell your kids like, hey, you need to eat this, you need to try this, you need to venture out or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think you get to a certain age and it's like, all right, like I know I don't like fish. I just know I don't. Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, you never know until you try it or whatever. And it's like, no, I know when I tried that. Like I see it. I see the way it's prepared. Like everything about fish, I don't like. Mm-hmm. And it's not good to me. And that's okay.
Yeah.
But it should be okay. But it's also just like, well, you don't know until you try. No, it's like, I'm going to eat it and I'm going to hate it.
Yeah.
And we're all just going to waste our time here.
Or like, money sometimes.
Yeah.
Especially at a restaurant.
And I'm not being unreasonable. It's not like I've seen people that like, you know, won't that only eat like one style of like chicken nugget or something. Yeah. Right? It's like that's unreasonable.
Yeah.
But in general, fish is just gross.
Yeah,
like,
it's gross.
And I'm from Kansas, so it's okay to not like fish.
Yeah,
right?
Bro. There's no oceans over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is beef country.
And especially like people eat like catfish and stuff. Like, that's nasty, man. Those things are sick. They eat the bottom crap on the...
For sure.
Not to say like pigs and stuff are any better, but you know.
Yeah, but if you like that, fantastic. I'm never going to say like, gross, you're disgusting for liking catfish. Except there's one exception to this. Okay. So maybe I'm a hypocrite, but there's one exception, and that is crawdads.
Oh,
that is so because it looks like you're eating a cockroach.
Yeah,
they pick it up and they're like,
they pretty much are like water cockroaches.
Yes, yes. And so that's maybe one. That's the one example. I'm like, again, I actually won't say that again. If you're eating it and liking it, I'm not gonna comment. But I'm like, that does not look good to me.
Yeah, but you
like,
can't sit here and force me to try to eat it.
Exactly.
Or like, you know, the other one that's like, it all revolves around like water food, right?
Yeah.
Like oceans and all that
clams,
stuff. Yeah,
clams, caviar, or whatever.
Oysters.
Oysters.
Oh, like, you're sipping snot,
bro,
out of a shell.
Yes.
And it's like stuck on there and you got to like break it off and stuff. Yeah. Like, ugh.
That's got to go. All this weird stuff. Snails, I think. Like, it's like, and you know, people will say like, here, if you try this, I'll try that. I'm like, no, that's a terrible deal. Because again, I don't care what you're eating. like I'm not getting anything out of this, right? So again, sorry, little tangent, but that drives me nuts. Like I'm ordering what I'm going to order and leave me alone.
Yeah. I'm with you, man. I'm with you. Okay. Here's a little bit of a different scenario here. And I'm going to throw this out there. There could be a lot of hypotheticals here, but I'm just going to throw it out. All right. Assuming both of these things exist, I want you to picture yourself. You're laying in your bed. It's the middle of the night. You hear a crash in the living room. Mm-hmm. You go out to see what it is. And there's one of two things out there. Which of these two are you going to be more scared of if you just see standing there?
Okay.
A ghost or an alien?
Alien.
Wow, you didn't even ask any follow-up questions or anything else?
No, I think alien. Alien. Yep, alien, for sure.
Really?
Yep.
Why?
Because we're obviously assuming that they exist. We're not going to have that, you know, discussion if either of these things exist or not.
Yeah.
But if it wasn't alien, it had to have traveled from some kind of extreme, you know, the closest star to us, right, would take us like 30,000 years at our current speed to reach, right? It would take us 7 light years going the speed of light. So an alien that reaches us is an extremely advanced creature, extremely advanced. Right? Yeah. They have been able to warp speed or use wormholes or bend space time or whatever to get here.
Sure.
And if it's here, I'd be freaking out.
It's
for sure.
It's more advanced than you.
Way more advanced.
So I've thought about this too, because both are two things that, you know, are unexplained, right? Mm. Or like they're hard for your brain to comprehend the existence of, right? But I've thought about it in terms of this thing is in my living room. If it's a ghost, it's like, okay, the ghost doesn't really have any needs or wants or anything like that. It's a ghost, right?
Can't even hurt you.
Yeah. It's just like, ooh, like floating around and stuff. You're like, oh, and it's just like more in your mind.
Yes.
But an alien, if it's standing in your living room, it's not there to be like, hey, man, my shit broke down. Do you have any oil or do you have a tire iron that I could use? Yes. It's in your living room and it's probably desperate for something, right? Because it doesn't... If it traveled here, what's it gonna? What does it need from me? Right, it's gonna be in a desperate state, and a ghost isn't, you know.
Yeah, I mean, so because again, if they do have the technology to travel that distances, maybe they've like, you know, evolved past conflict, right? They've evolved past, you know, all this other stuff, or maybe not. You know, who knows?
Yeah,
but also like, yeah, the fact that it's a tangible thing, because a ghost, depending on what kind of ghost you're talking about. If it's just like a spirit that can't even do anything to you, maybe like the initial shock would be really scary, but then you're like, wait, this thing is just a, like, it can't do anything. It can just ooh at me, you know, depending on what universe this ghost is existing in, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, ghosts in different stories can do different things.
Do you think ghosts are real?
I do not.
You don't?
I don't think ghosts are real. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't think ghosts are real, even though I just don't understand like how that works with, again, like a, like the, in my theological worldview, I don't understand what a ghost is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just don't know. I don't know where that fits, right? In like the world of Christianity, like what is a ghost?
Wasn't it? I mean, what can you argue? God, well, I'm gonna lose the term. What is it when you're not
on like Earth? Purgatory?
Purgatory, yes. Can you argue that maybe it's like spirits trapped in purgatory?
Maybe
that are confused on where they're at and appear to certain people for certain reasons.
Yeah. But why? I don't know. I just don't think. I think it's more likely that people have just hallucinated. That's more likely than a ghost.
Yeah.
I think people have thought they saw something or heard something that they didn't actually hear or see is more likely than a ghost. Because people misread, misremember, dream, daydream. These are all, and you know, I've had at least very vivid dreams.
Are inebriated with other things.
So many, yes.
Mentally unstable. Yeah, or
even our like fully conscious, 100% sober eyewitness testimonies are notoriously terrible.
Yeah.
Right? They're terrible. So the fact that somebody said, I saw a ghost, I just don't believe it. I don't believe it. And again, I don't know. Even if you take like the religious part aside, again, I think it's what's more likely that somebody just misremembered, dreamt it, were drunk, you know, whatever. Any hundreds of explanations.
Yeah.
Is that more likely? Any one of those? Or that it's a spirit of a undead human being, I guess? Because that's what a ghost is. It's not a demon, right? Yeah. It's an actual human being who is dead that is floating around still on Earth.
I'm of the same. I don't know if I believe in them either, but my stance on them is kind of like where I stand with conspiracy theories.
Mm.
I'll entertain it. I'll listen to the stories.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
I think they're entertaining or whatever, but probably not real.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, whatever. Yeah, the old feeble tales and all those things. But do you think aliens are real?
I do think aliens are real. Yeah. I don't think any of them have ever been on Earth because of the distance and because of the thing I talked about before, right? Because of the extremely vast distances that they would have to trap, that anybody would have to travel to reach another solar system or planet.
Mm-hmm.
It's just infinite. The directions are infinite.
But you don't think
so vast.
But you don't think with the evolution of our technology, especially as fast as we've advanced in the last 30 years, right? Last, what do they say? Like the last, like 20 or 30 years has been the fastest, technology boom ever in history.
Yeah, like from 1900s to now, is more technology advancement than the rest of history combined.
But you don't think that in 10,000 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
That we won't come up with some form of technology where we can do that?
I think that, I mean, it's definitely possible. I'm not saying it's impossible. I just think, I don't think it's happened. Because, I mean, you know, the universe is 14 billion years old, right? Yeah. So, you know, so a civilization that spawned at the beginning, in year 1 billion, you know, has been around for 13 billion years, for example, you know, light years, millions of light years away.
Yeah.
Maybe they have, you know, it's not impossible. I just think it's, I think a civilization will, before they reach like those heights, will.
Yeah. I do think a lot though. I don't know if I would agree with you that they've never been here. I think it kind of falls under the camp of ghosts, where there's a lot of like, you know, crazy stories and stuff like that, obviously like Area 51 or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I think if they have been here, I think it was because of, and we've talked about this, because of a crash landing. I know you say like, well, if they have the ability to travel this far, how the hell would they crash?
Yeah.
But I also think we send out stuff all the time.
It was early.
With no intention for it to come back, or no ability for it to come back. So it's like, hey, we're sending these explorers out. We got a signal or whatever picked up from this planet. Because, I mean, we, with our telescope in space that we have, is it the Hubble?
Hubble.
Is that the Hubble that's out in space? I was watching a video the other day. There's a solar system that has two suns. And one of the suns is like, it's like a third of the heat that ours gives off, and it's like a third of the size. But there's a planet, there's like three planets that go around this one sun, and it goes around the sun in like, I think it's like 24 days is its like cycle, but it's a lot closer to the sun, and it's like the closest to our atmosphere that we've ever encountered. So definitely the possibilities are there for life and things like that. But
again, I believe aliens exist. I believe intelligent life exists. I'm very confident of that. Just again, the numbers game. There's just so many. There's so many planets that there's the odds of there. It's just more likely that there is than there isn't.
Yeah.
So my thing is, they haven't been here.
I hope in my lifetime we find.
Like, that'd be awesome.
I hope we find them.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I think it'd be sweet.
Yeah, but what you're saying earlier, like the joke I always make is like, in these movies, you know, they always crash on Earth.
Yeah.
And again, it's like they've advanced so far. They've developed technology that they can bend space-time.
Yeah.
They can travel through wormholes or through black holes or whatever. And they have conquered time and space. But then they crash on Earth.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, we just traveled 10 billion light years.
Uh-huh.
But then Earth atmosphere, oh, I'm going down. Nah, ah.
I can't hold it anymore.
I can't hold it.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah. Now I'm with you. I'm with you.
That's funny.
Okay. Next question. We're getting closer to the end here. Would you rather be in the Hunger Games or the Squid Games? Please tell me you've watched Squid Games.
See, I haven't seen Squid Games.
Dave.
I haven't seen Squid Games.
Dave.
But probably Squid Game, just because...
That's a wrong answer.
Oh, really?
But go ahead.
Just from what I've seen Hunger Games, so I know how that works. I'm not like a survivalist. I don't have any like special bow and arrow, sword fighting, gun survival skills. I don't have any of that.
I'd say you're good with strategy and things like that, which you would need.
Yeah.
And they're playing like everyday common type games.
Exactly. I'm very coordinated.
Yeah.
And I'm good at games. Right. Yeah. So like, I feel like I would be much more likely to be successful in a Squid Game than in Hunger Games.
Okay.
Because of the survival outdoors elements aspect of it.
Okay. Cause I'm going the opposite.
Okay.
Cause I'm not like you've opened my world to playing board games and stuff like that. and I've entertained it over the years, but I'm more of a, you know, give me something and let me, you know, use my physical abilities to decide the outcome. Right. And those are actually the games I like the most. Right.
Yeah.
You know, like yard games and
beer
pong, like whatever that you can do, like skill based and not strategic based.
Yeah.
Is what I would. So that falling in line, Hunger Games,
give
me a sword, give me whatever. And let me.
But here's a question though. In Squid Games, do they have to kill each other?
No, they get killed.
So. Are you ready to kill someone?
Why would you ask that?
That's Hunger Games. You have to kill everybody else. Only one person survives.
Yeah, and there's like old people, like kids and stuff.
Yes, you have to kill. You have to. Not only are they trying to kill you, you have to kill them.
I didn't think about that.
Right, and again, in Squid Game, I'm not killing anybody. I'm just surviving, and it's not, you know, I'm just like winning, and they get killed by somebody else. I'm not killing them.
Yeah, and you get a bunch of money afterwards too if you win.
Squid Games.
I think you got like $10 million or something.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. In Hunger Games, I just get to live and, well, I get treated like a celebrity.
Yeah,
and I think
they
like,
money.
I get like a cool house and I volunteer as tribute. Yeah. I don't know, man. I might go back and maybe I think maybe I'm acting tougher than what I actually am.
I think this quick, because again, like I haven't seen these Squid Games, but they're not like, they have like a hotel or something. Not a hotel, but they have like rooms, I'm assuming like barracks or something in between games.
Yeah.
And they like
get the first season. The first season was awesome. I kind of tuned out second.
Okay.
I struggle with the dubbed like shows.
Yeah.
And I struggle with, and maybe we'll have an episode on this soon, but like anything Korean or Japanese or Chinese being translated over into English.
Yeah.
Because it's not a direct, it's not a direct translation. And the way that they speak stuff is very, their dialect and their language is a lot different than ours. And I'm sure in, you know, various Asian cultures, you know, it's very beautiful or
sure.
you know, whatever they're saying.
You're just not used to it.
But for us, it just comes out very corny and cheesy and 100. Over the top. And maybe maybe it's written that way specifically for shows. I don't know. I don't talk in Korean. Yeah.
But it could be. It's a stylistic choice. That's just a, it could just be a style. That's the style that they, in those countries, this is the style that's popular and that's what they go with. Like, in the United States even, older shows from like the 30s were more corny than they are today.
And that's kind of what it, the translation from that language to ours kind of reminds me of like early 50s or 60s in our culture where it's just like very heavy-handed.
Over the top. On the nose.
And hey, guy, let me tell you something here about yourself. You know, and it's just like, what? Nobody talks to somebody like that? Like, that's a good point, though. I never, like, you know, put the two together like that.
So You're right. Then maybe we'll talk about that. I know I got Matt watching Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
So we got too much to talk about for this episode.
We do. Maybe, we need to talk about that sometime.
Maybe sometime in the future.
I've been converted to anime, I think.
Okay.
As a grown man.
There you go.
My wife loves it. Yeah. She's never found me more attractive. She comes out of the room and is like, wow, that's my husband.
Yeah, exactly.
What a stallion.
What a hunk.
What a hunk watching these children's shows. It's not a children's show.
It is not a kid's show at
all. Hey, we have to talk about this afterwards because I'm on this season two and there's some stuff happening.
Okay.
And I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
They keep blowing my mind.
They do.
How do they do it? All right. Last question. Would you rather give up all cheese forever or would you rather give up all candy? You can only keep one. Chocolates, sweets. Starburst, anything, licorice, whatever.
Candy's gone.
You're keeping the cheese?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's the right choice.
All my favorite foods have cheese on them.
Yeah.
Cheeseburger, pizza, like tacos.
Yeah.
You know, quesadillas. I mean, everything.
Yeah.
And like, I eat candy every once in a while. Like, I don't eat from the candy. Like, you know, I eat chocolate sometimes. But
And a direct comparison between the two, cheese isn't the world's greatest thing for you. It's not the world's worst thing, but it has protein in it.
Mm, yeah.
Candy doesn't.
Candy is Reese's
maybe with the peanut butter.
Yeah, barely.
Have you ever seen the ratings? Like there's where you can scan the barcode on candy. Well, all foods you can do that. There's an app that you can get and scan it and it'll show you like
macros.
It'll show you like the rating in terms of like health rating for the food.
Okay.
In terms of like the way it's processed, what's in it and all this stuff.
Oh yeah. That's a popular app now. I can't remember. There's like an app that's taken off.
I was with some people one time and we were waiting to do something and we were scanning random stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And dude, every candy, so it's like a scale from 1 to 100 in terms of super healthy, 100, very bad for you, 1. And like every candy you can think of, Starburst, Skittles, Reese's, all of them are like at like 4 or 5. Not even touching 10 on that scale.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I mean, we know candy's not good for you.
Yeah, it's just sugar.
Yeah.
It's all like 100% processed, right?
But yeah, I'm right there with you, dude, because if you don't have cheese.
Yeah.
You're not eating pizza anymore.
Exactly.
A life without pizza, what's the point?
Yeah, what's the point?
You know, the tacos, quesadillas, like all the things you mentioned.
Everything.
You know, you're not eating cheese dip. It's over.
Come on.
Mozzarella sticks.
I mean, it's, yeah. And again, like candy's good, but you can, like, cupcakes are good. Ice cream is good.
That's true. You know, still have those.
You can still have all that stuff. And
yeah,
it's,
I didn't say sweets. I said candy.
Yeah, and it's just like a substitute, and it's donuts. I mean, there's plenty of sweet stuff. Can't really replace cheese. That's why people like will go vegetarian but not full vegan.
Yeah.
Specifically because of cheese.
Yeah.
Right? Like, okay, I'm good with no meat, but like I gotta have cheese. You know? Like,
well, and vegan goes beyond just what you consume too. It's what you wear. It's what, you know, you can't have leather in your car seats.
Yeah.
Which is like, that sucks.
Yeah.
But it's nice. Your purse, shoes, pants.
That's silly.
I don't know if people have leather pants, but
that's silly. Not anymore, maybe.
Yeah. But yeah, so nice. So that is our list.
Nice.
Dog eat dog.
Dog eat dog.
You know, we talked about some dog attacks, some alien attacks, potentially. Yeah, we covered a lot of ground here. Yeah, I think it was a good episode.
For sure.
We'll have to let the viewers see what they thought. Blake, yeah. Blake, comment below.
Yeah, see if does Blake still
is Blake tuning out with his family member gone from the scene here?
Call him out here. Blake turns out like, call him, turn that.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
That's funny.
It's my guy.
Nice. All right. So we'll, if somebody's missing, we'll probably just do this, pull out another episode of Dog Eat Dog and maybe have some more debates.
Yeah.
If you have something that you think would be a fun debate topic, drop it in the comments below. Remember to like, subscribe, all that good stuff. Matt, you got anything else?
I don't. We're getting ready to have you test some sodas out here.
Test some sodas. All right, we're going to cut. Okay, we're back. We got this contraption that Matt built.
Yeah.
He's a MacGyver. Matt is a MacGyver. He will just put stuff together and just like make it work.
That's right. Don't look too close. That's a construction paper I pulled from my kid's closet of crafts.
But see, you went the extra mile. You could have easily just lit the box.
Yeah. Well, it was an Amazon box and they don't sponsor us yet. So no free no free advertisement.
Besides the drinks.
Except for these sodas. Except for these sodas. So we're gonna have Dave. Dave, do you consider yourself a soda enthusiast?
I drink a lot of soda.
Yeah.
But as we talked about before, I drink the same soda.
You do.
So
you do. So here are the rules here. So you are going, there's three.
Okay.
Obviously you can tell three straws there. These sodas that I have in the box that you cannot see are all in the citrus family. So clear.
Yep. Okay.
Sodas.
Yep.
So you have three options in front of you. So we're going to go with one is blue.
Okay.
Two is orange.
Got it.
And three is green. I'm gonna write down your responses so there's no debating in between or what you said.
Got it.
What I will say is I want you to give a good sip, one down the line, and then you can go back one more time. So you get two sips.
All right, so we're not just in here drinking.
We're not sitting there yet, going around here.
Okay.
You know, you get like a cup, they spit it out so you can clear your palate.
Cleanser.
Yeah.
Palate cleanser.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So you got it?
Yep. Yep.
You good?
Yep. Let's do it. Start with blue.
Okay. Oh, I will say these are full strength, as we say.
Full
strength. None of that non-sugar garbage.
None of
all
that.
The sugars.
None of that. All right. Let's get this again.
So you're going number one, blue. Give it a good swig. What are we thinking?
Okay, hold on. Let me. I gotta.
You gonna go through? Go down the line. Okay.
Oh my gosh. These are very similar tasting.
Okay. I mean, you're not seeing them, man. It could trick your brain.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
Those taste almost exactly the same.
Okay.
Oh, I mean, like. So I'm trying to think. The citrus, I mean, obviously Sprite, Sprite and Starry are the two that come to mind.
Mm-hmm.
The other one, like 7-Up maybe? Or what else is it? Like some kind of off-brand or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Sprite, 7-Up, Starry. Blue is Sprite, orange, 7-Up, Starry is green. That's what I'm going with.
Okay. Final answer?
Final answer.
All right. You want to do the reveal?
Yes.
All right.
Bum, ba, da, ba, bum, bum,
flip
bum,
it around bum. And look.
Okay. All right. Okay. So what did I say at the beginning? I said these taste very, very similar, almost exactly the same.
So I'm Dave's favorite drink is Sprite.
Yeah.
Dave's favorite drink is Sprite. So I wanted to play a little see how well he knew his Sprite.
That's funny.
Yeah. This is a gamble because I thought for sure you're gonna be like, these are all Sprite.
I mean, that's what that was my first. To be fair, my first reaction was like, these taste exactly the same.
I know.
But I'm like, I gotta be different, right?
Yeah, Because who would do that? That's mean.
Yeah, it's true.
I was like, I'm gambling on this because I could do the three, and I was gonna see like how well do you actually know your Sprite that you drink all the time.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, you know, I'm gonna do all three and see if I can play with like a little social experiment.
100%. No, 100%. Because like, so when I drink the first, I'm like, that tastes like Sprite.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, so does that.
Yeah.
And like, I'm like, what? These all taste the same. I'm like, okay, there has to be. I guess I just don't know. I guess I just they're just so similar that I can't, you know, that I can't tell.
That when you're looking at it, your brain tells you, okay, it has this.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
So I thought it'd be fun for that regard too. So.
Yeah.
All right. All right, well, there's round number one. All right,
okay, cool.
So Dave went 1 for 3.
Yeah.
He was 1 out of 3 on round one.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's set up round number two. All right, we are back. This is round...
Round two.
Number two. This time, we are in the cola family.
The colas.
So all dark colas.
Got it. Full strength again?
Yes, with one exception.
Okay.
There,
I should be able to. Hopefully, I can figure that one out.
I'm interested on this. Yeah. One. So, four options. So you can get 4 points.
Okay.
I'm gonna give you 2 points if you can find the zero sugar and name the brand of the zero sugar.
Okay.
So out of the four, there is a zero sugar.
Nice.
So we're going. One is yellow. Two is red. Three is blue, and four is green. Okay.
Perfect.
All colas, there's no tricks this time.
No tricks.
There's some variants. They're all different.
Okay.
So.
All right. No tricks.
No tricks. We're going to number one. Yellow.
Okay. Zero.
Okay.
Dr. Pepper. I think this is my initial guess.
Okay.
Is Pepsi, some kind of zero, Dr. Pepper, Coke. Okay. So, yeah, Pepsi. I'm going to go Pepsi Zero. Pepsi Zero, Dr. Pepper, Coke.
Okay. I will tell you before you turn around, I should have done this last time. You are 4 for 4. You did not get the extra point, but go ahead and turn it around.
It's
Coke Zero.
It's Coke Zero. Okay.
I don't know if I would have gotten that one, but
yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
But you could right off the bat tell you're at the zero in the comparison.
Easy. It's like that aspartame or whatever's in that diet or the diets in the zeros is very noticeable.
Okay.
Like immediately.
Yeah.
Also, Dr. Pepper is a very distinct taste.
I figured this one would be easier. I was really upset because when I went to this, actually went to a Quick Trip and Dylan's.
Okay.
And I didn't want to buy cans of everything, which I probably could have done with that.
Yeah.
And this looks better.
But it also, does look good.
I was looking for RC.
Oh.
I was looking for RC cola.
I've never even had that before.
Really?
Maybe.
I had it growing up, but I was trying to look for that because Dr. Pepper is so distinctful that, I'm like, anybody's going to pull that out of the lineup.
Nice.
But you said you're more of a Coke person than Pepsi, right?
Yep.
That's wild, man.
Yep. I like Coke.
Pepsi's so much better.
Coke and Coke and Sprite are Coke brands. I like both of those better.
I will say of the zeros though in the cola field, Coca-Cola's
better.
Zero is way better than Pepsi. Pepsi's zero is trash.
Diet
Pepsi's always been
it,
trash. Diet Coke's always been better.
Yeah.
But I do like Pepsi as the number one.
Yeah.
Dr. Pepper by far is the zeros. Knocks everybody out of the field.
Dr. Pepper is good for sure.
Diet Dr. Pepper is the best diet also. Dr. Pepper in general is just, if I'm ranking these right now, it's going Dr. Pepper, Pepsi, Coke Zero in terms of taste.
Yeah.
But there we go. There's our first blind taste testing. Hey, Dave went 1 for 3 on the first round.
That's a trick. That was a fake.
Hey, I gave you 3 of your favorite drinks. You didn't know.
I did.
Yeah.
I was like, those taste exactly the same.
Yeah.
I literally said that. But I'm like, It can't be the case.
Dude, I thought immediately you're gonna be like, yeah, they're all Sprite, dude. Good try. And I was thinking 75% the chance that was gonna
happen. Even consider that. I didn't consider that as an option.
Yeah.
That they're all the same.
Yeah.
But because I was like, those taste the same to me, but they're not gonna be the same. So I guess I just can't tell, you know.
Yeah.
But to be fair, like this one, I was like, That one was pretty. I was pretty confident.
In the Cola Field, yeah. I am curious though. We do need to try it like a third time to get. Yeah, because you could go Sprite, Starry, 7 Up.
Yes.
And then maybe like a Squirt.
Squirt, yes. They still exist, yeah. I was wondering because I do know those. I don't think I've ever done taste tests with those. I'm wondering how similar those.
All three?
Yeah. See, that's
I would struggle with that one too.
When you said that, I was like, man, I feel like these taste very similar. Yeah. I don't know if I'd be able to tell a difference.
Yeah.
So I had that going in, then you got me. He got me.
Yeah. I think we should go back to that one sometime and see.
Nice.
So, all right. Perfect. That wraps up our first blind soda testing first, or pop testing, yes. Wherever side of the country
pop
you're on.
Or Coke. So you can't say Coke in this situation.
Okay. Can we talk about that for a second? Yes, I think that's lazy. Like, why are we calling everything Coke? This is silly.
I don't know. People in the South do it.
Because if somebody says pop, I'm not offended. What do you call it?
I call it pop for sure.
I call it pop too.
Yeah.
But I mean, if somebody says soda, like, hey, can you grab me a soda? I'm like, yeah, sure. Yep. Like, I know what that is.
Yep.
But if somebody says like Coke, I'm like, okay, you're just being lazy.
Yeah.
Because there's 95 different flavors. Like, come on.
It's like calling every utensil a spoon.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, give me a spoon. And they'd be like, what kind? Oh, a knife. It's the exact, it's just as absurd as calling everything a Coke.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you imagine in like any of the other like drink fields where you're just like, hey, grab me that Coors Light over there.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, not that one. The Miller right behind it.
Like what?
What?
Why would you say that then?
Yeah. I don't know where that started, but it needs to end. That's another one. Yeah, we're saying this when Colin's not here.
Yeah, exactly. He can't defend himself. But I talked to him before. He's like, that's just what it is. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, if I grew up that way, I would say the same thing too. So.
Exactly. All right.
That's a wrap.
That is. First episode of Dog Eat Dog.
Dog Eat Dog.
Hopefully, Colin will be back next time.
Yeah, we miss you, brother.
Peace out.
All right.
Next time.